Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Gorillaz is coming to FTX Arena in October. We're giving you a chance to win tickets to see them. To enter, go to theticketmiami.com and register. If your name is picked, you win. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Let's get to those headlines here, Marcos.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game. WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. An Odyssey station.
And those headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Heat lose last night, 93-80. The Heat, they shot 32% from the field, 30 of 94. They were 7 of 45 from downtown. 7 for 45.
Bigger issue is 45 of your shots were threes.
Seven? No, I would disagree, Leroy. I would say making seven of them is your bigger issue. Just
no. Hey, but if you shoot usually a team that half of their shots are threes.
Respectively disagree.
Okay. The Heat don't have their most success when half of their shots are threes.
They also don't have their success when they only make seven of them out of 45.
I mean, agreed. Agree, but 45 three says you're not being aggressive enough. You're not playing the style of basketball where people get into the paint. That puts pressure on the defense.
Here's Jimmy Buckets after the loss, saying
Jimmy
even
Buckets.
With the injury. Yeah, Jimmy Brickets lately. Oof.
So it doesn't matter. If I'm out there, I gotta do better. I gotta find a way to help us win, and I haven't been doing that. I'm fine. My knee is okay. I just got to do better. It's no excuse.
No excuses.
Yeah, yeah. But you said that the last game.
He did. Because he doesn't want to use it as an excuse.
At what point during the course of a game does that light go off and say, oh, it's got to be me?
He definitely tried it in that fourth quarter after.
That's
they
too late, though.
Because they had, just an all-time turd quarter.
Woo! Oh my goodness!
That was an all-time.
Worse than the first quarter, but it was bad.
No, what are you talking about? The first? What do you mean the first quarter?
No, 29-11 quarter.
Felt like it was because you want to know what I felt like with the first quarter. I knew what we were in for that night. With this one, I was like, look over the guy. I was like, competitive half. I was like, look at that. I was like, that was kind of fun. We actually had a close game, and then getting outscored was it 32-16?
Yeah. Oof. But I got to tell you, if you look at the numbers of both teams and you're the Heat, you're saying if we play a team that shoots that percentage, we usually beat the hell out of them.
Yep. Spo was saying that after the game.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's going to come in this morning and all the talking head shows and talk about how good Boston is. And I'm like, no. Right now, you're losing to an average team. You're losing to an average shooting team, an average three-point shooting team,
You're being kind when you say average. They're scoring 80 in 2022.
Right.
Because, like, normally when you hold a team to 93, you're like,
it's
you
a
take
blowout.
That every time.
It's
you
a
take
blowout.
Them every time.
Right.
One factor yesterday, Tyler Hero, he did not go, which was not surprising. We got the report earlier in the day that he's got a pretty significant injury. He did try and convince the Heat to let him play. Spo before the game saying they shut that down.
Well,
you can
play now.
Play the sound, JFig.
But I kind of had an idea, you know, when we were leaving that he does need some rest and recovery. These can be tricky. I know how badly he wants to be out there, and that's why, you know, we'll listen to him. But, you know, these decisions have to be made by the training staff and our doctors, and we just have to be responsible, you know, to our guys as human beings. You know, this is admirable what both sides are doing, you know, right now, but you don't want to be irresponsible as well.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, if he's dealing with something, I mean, they really need buckets from anywhere. So I don't know. That's going to be a tricky situation going into game six. I do know that when I saw, like, the last time we saw Tyler Hero play, he physically looked worse out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's including Kyle Lowry, who, you know, looks like a grandpa out there dribbling the basketball. So I don't know. And I know that this is a huge postseason for Tyler, you know, because he's eligible for the extension. And so, like, he wants to, you know, solidify his place and all that type of stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, the guy, I would imagine there has to be a pretty significant health leap to be under the impression he's going to play on Friday.
Well, there's two attitudes you can have going into Friday. That, let's play him and see what he has, because if we lose, we got the whole offseason.
Yep.
What's
the other one?
Let's put somebody else in there because they can make shots too. And that second option has not proven to be true.
Feels like they got to start Gabe Vincent in this next game. I really just don't know how you can put Lowry out there.
Or Gabe, or why don't you leave Gabe with the second unit and start Oladipo?
I guess you could.
Because the problem is that in that first unit, there's not anybody being aggressive enough to open up all the other stuff you have in that first unit. So you throw Vic in there and say, hey, be you. Don't defer. Don't look for somebody else. You be aggressive. Because right now, he is the only player consistently trying to take it to the hoop. And that's what you need to give these other guys open shots. So, I don't know. That's you know, that's my only option, other than putting in Keith or Big Yurt and saying, go get your six.
D Sizzle says, rather have a hobbled Hero than anyone else shooting threes. Tyler has not had a good shooting postseason.
Tyler hasn't shot the ball long before this series. So,
no. And he looked,
from that standpoint, Tyler has done nothing to make you think that he's the guy you want shooting the threes.
Right.
I just ride Struce out.
He's got to get right. Right. Like, there's got to be some kind of a little pep talk from Ray Allen. Ray. Little Ray. Like, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Like, what is a pep talk going to do about a shot? It's not a physical thing.
It's Ray Allen.
Huh?
He's Ray Allen. He has a little wisdom.
What is his advice? Keep shooting. That's what we do.
He's got to have something else. He's got to have some big game tricks. He hit the shot. I mean, they all do that move in the warm-up that he did, the old backup. Yeah.
The backup?
Yeah, you know, the pedal backwards hit the three.
Wasn't a whole lot of that.
Wasn't a whole lot of anything.
I mean, Caleb Martin shot a ball so bad, it looked like he was doing the alley-oop to himself.
He did, but you want to know something? I thought that he had one of the best games yesterday. I thought his first
his effort was tremendous.
Yeah. He was attacking the rim with a vet. He was the only guy like
but had that's that. What I'm saying. Between him and Oladipo, who else you got trying to take it to the rim consistently?
Caleb's had a couple of good games in a row here.
For whatever reason.
But the problem is you don't want Caleb Martin being your best player.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
No, at this point, it doesn't matter.
I don't care who the best player is. You need production.
That's fine, but you don't expect it to be Caleb Martin. Like,
don't expect that. I didn't expect Strus to go 0 for the last two games either. I didn't expect Victor Oladipo to outscore the starting five either. Okay? We're in uncharted territory. That means that, like, whatever you think or whatever you hope can happen, you got to play kind of who's doing it and go from there. And it may not be the guy who you expect. It may not be, but that's what this team has been all year. You can't brag about how you've been a certain way all year and then say, this guy can't lead us in scoring.
Yeah, but it has its limits. Like, let's not be ridiculous. Normally when that was happening for the Heat, one guy was out. Okay. One guy was banged up.
What's the limit? Okay, the limit is scoring versus none. I don't know what that number could be. I don't know if it's going to be 10, if it could be 20, if it could be 15, but it's better than zero.
Let's take a quick break. Heat fans got to stop doing one thing, though. I'll tell you about it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. 15 minutes.
Minutes of Heat in for you on 790 The Ticket. Tobin and Leroy taking you up until 10 o'clock today. If you missed any of today's show, download the Tobin and Leroy podcast, all right? Got that for you on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever podcasts are available, your podcast is there, all right? And to all the people grief listening to us today in Boston, you're a bunch of bums. Go to hell.
You know they are, right?
Oh, yeah. You want my tears? Let me tell you something right now, Boston. You want my tears? Not going to happen today, dude. It's going to be Heat in 7. I can already hear the Peppas playing in my ears. I can already hear the air horns. Spo already said we're going to make a memory. If Spo says a memory will be made, a memory shall be made. And he's not giving any excuses. No excuses. Right, Spo?
Average shooting wins the last two games. So if you take that 7-for-45 and go with the league average, they win that game. Jeez.
Tobin disagrees.
Waiting for JFake to play this clip.
Oh, no. Okay. Cool.
We're not going to make any kind of deflection or any kind of excuse. We're not deflecting anything. We're not making excuses for it. We're not making any excuses for any kind of...
No excuses. No excuses.
No excuse, Spo.
We will not deflect. Except basketball's off the rim, apparently. We will not make excuses. No excuses. More Struces. It's all coming together, baby. Right where we want them. Just like a decade ago. Right where we want them. You know, I remember, maybe some of you young snot-nosed Heat punks aren't old enough to remember, but I'm old enough to remember a Pacers series where everybody said, too big, too stout, and Dwayne Wade, his knee doesn't work. It's not going to happen. And lo and behold, after an awful start with Dexter Pittman, Dwayne Wade took a little visit to his boy Tom Crean. And do you know what he did in that game four, Leroy? Do you know what he did in that game four, Marcos?
Yeah.
Do you know what he did in that game four, J-Fig? I'll tell you what he did. I'll tell you what he did right now, all right? He got to his knee, all right? And he dialed it up, dude. So all I need is for Jimmy Buckets to get on the phone and dial it up on that knee for one game. Because you go and take this game. No. You go and take this one game in Boston, and all of a sudden, the only thing that's going to be tight is those Celtic cheeks. Because they know. They've gotten away with murder in this series. That's the facts, Jack. They have been given an edible arrangement, a gift. All it takes is one game, Leroy, to break the confidence from these bums, all right? We already know that they play this game like it's hot potato. One game, and then you bring it back home for a game 7. You know what happens in a game 7, Leroy? Marcos, you know what can happen in a game 7?
What can happen in a game 7?
J-Fig, you want to know what can happen in a game 7?
Tell me.
Anything can happen in a game 7. That's why it's the greatest two words in sports. All you need is to win game 6 to unlock a game 7 where anything can happen and you make a memory, like Spo said. Why do you all look at me like you don't believe?
Just hurt.
There's a difference in looking at somebody like they don't believe, and then looking at somebody like they're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot, dude. I've never seen clearer, okay? I can see clearer now. The rain is gone.
How can you see clearer if you're doing this?
Because
you're blocking your vision.
That's my windshield wipers, J-Fig, all right? Because I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Do you know what Pat Riley said? Hold on, no. Do you know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, J-Fig?
What did he say?
You want to know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, Marcos?
Yeah, let me know, please.
You want to know what Pat Riley said about obstacles, Leroy? He says, there are tons of obstacles, but there are none of them. Okay? There are no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none. And so if I can see clearly now because the rain is gone, I can see all obstacles in my way. You don't think Pat Riley can see all obstacles in his way? Because he does. Because there are no obstacles. There are no obstacles. Okay? Because you got to stay together if you got the guts. And you can't just run out the first door and leave like a bum. All right? To Cleveland for shoe commercials. All right?
Okay. This is getting personal.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Team Petty.
What?
Come on, dude. Come on. We talking about the Heat and the Celtics.
You're right. Just like it was 10 years ago. Just like it was 10 years ago, Leroy.
No.
Let's not forget when the Heat changed LeBron James's legacy with a Heat Celtics game. Changed his legacy. He would say for years, "Oh, I can't beat the Celtics, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Oh, I'm a loser." And then he comes here and he beats the Celtics the first year. And then he has his legacy-changing game against the Celtics, thanks to the Miami Heat. Ergo, a memory was made.
I got to tell you.
What's that?
When I think about LeBron, do you not think about that block in the Golden State series, the chase down block?
Or no, I don't, actually.
Or him coming back from down 3-1?
You mean after the Heat made him a champion and he was, you know, somebody finally after being a biggest disappointment in all of pro sports? Yeah, I guess it's like third on the list. But he made a memory with Heat Celtics, okay? Mm-hmm. And Spo says a new memory shall be made, okay? And I don't know about you, but I love when I go to Disney and I get the memory maker. All right, but and I'm seeing right now.
What exactly is a memory maker?
You know, it's like you get all the pictures you get sent to your phone. It's a lovely package. The point is, all right, the thing that we need to take a snapshot of is this moment right here, because this is the lowest we'll be, because there's nothing like the climb. Okay, I believe it was Miley Cyrus who said that. It's the climb.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Marcos.
Isn't that her song?
Why do you egg him on? She also sang Shake It Off. Why don't you apply that?
That's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, you idiot.
Oh, damn it.
Tobin was correct when he said the climb.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I'm looking at it now.
I just want him to sing it. That's some way to hear that now.
There's always going to be another mountain. And Spo's always going to make it move.
Yeah, well.
There's always going to be an uphill battle. But sometimes you're going to have to lose just like they did last night.
Are these the lyrics? Are you reading the lyrics?
He is. He's Googled the lyrics. I saw your little fingers.
What are you talking about? No. I'm just riffing here, dude. I'm just riffing here. I don't know what you're talking about. Because let me tell you something. It ain't about how fast you get there. Mm-hmm. It ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Yeah.
It's the climb, dude. The climb. Although, what's waiting on the other side is the NBA Finals and kicking Steph Curry's ass. Yeah. Okay?
Hey,
so don't forget about that.
That was freestyle.
What's wrong?
Did you just use this segment to read lyrics?
No, you keep saying that. I don't know what you're talking
about. Inspirational lyrics.
Nah, I think he was just riffing, guys. I don't see Steph Curry in these lyrics.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. You know?
What was that one that you said? There's always going to be another mountain.
Spo's going to make it move.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that. It's deep, dude. It's deep.
Dude, I see you squinting trying to read your screen. Always going to be another mountain.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You are the worst.
Why'd you stop?
This dude really went.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just my point on that one. Because, you know.
Miley Cyrus on us?
I mean, maybe you prefer. Listen, there ain't no mountain high enough. And there ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, man. No matter how far, don't worry, baby.
No,
just call my name.
The next line is from you.
This is no longer about the Heat.
No, it's about the heat. It's about the heat. Trust me.
That sounds like something Tobin would say to his wife. And she didn't pick up on the fact that it was Diana Ross lyrics.
My wife did what, you know, my wife did wonder last night why I just kept saying Strohs in my sleep.
You sure you wasn't saying brick?
Same thing.
I mean, are they synonymous right now?
Because I got to tell you, the Heat the last couple of games have built a new arena.
Yep. FT Bricks Arena.
Let's go lie to the Heat as they attempt to dial it up.
No, no, that's not how it's going to be, Marcos. Just because you got disconnected last night does not mean that we won't have minutes left on our calling card come Friday night.
Minutes?
We still use those?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's a thing.
No, it's not.
How else?
Not unless you're going to the corner store and trying to call your family in Italy or something.
Yeah.
Dr. Zabaga says, Tobin, get some sleep. Only one of us got sleep on this show today.
I've done that before.
No, not that long.
No, that
was...
no, not that long. No, you missed the whole
thing. I'm telling you, here's the problem. The cord.
There is no problem. You just did it. No,
the cord didn't reach.
Man, that is just like a perfect setup right there, bro.
I don't know what got me up.
Honestly.
like, what the...
You ever felt like someone was looking at you? That's probably
I'm like, damn, I've been resting for a long time. I wonder if this break is over. And I look up and I see it like you guys are just staring at me like.
Just know that Marcos and I are jealous.
Oh, man.
Tobin, he was boots on the ground. You got to be a little tired, too.
I just want to let the Heat know one more thing, okay? If I can.
No, no way.
I just want no. Just hear me out on this, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you ever say that we just walked away, all right? Because I'm gonna always want you guys.
Stop.
I can't live a lie, running for my life. Because I'm always gonna want you. Bam. You're gonna come in there like a wrecking ball.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
You'll never hit love so hard. All I wanted was to break your walls.
Whoa, I'm sick.
And all you're ever going to do is wreck the seas.
Yeah.
Wreck the seas.
Oh, okay. What are we doing? What are we doing? Hey, right now Spo would come on to say, get some rest.
No, we got this, dude. Don't worry about that, all right?
Man.
Because after we win that game on the road, my tummy's going to be turning. I'm going to be feeling kind of homesick.
Oh, no.
Too much pressure. And I'll be nervous for game 7. But that's when the taxi man's going to turn on the radio. And the Peppa song was on. The Peppa song was on. The Peppa song was on.
So what'd you do?
And you know what's gonna? You want to know what's gonna happen?
What are you gonna do?
The song was next.
What are you gonna do?
Chafing, you want to know what's gonna happen?
Please tell me.
No,
Marcos, you want to know what's gonna happen?
I gotta know, man. I gotta know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my hands up.
Whoa.
Because they'll be playing my song.
Yeah.
And the butterflies fly away.
Like what?
Not in my head. Like yeah.
All right.
Moving my hips like yeah. Because I got my hands up. They'll be playing my Peppa song.
Yeah.
And they know I'm going to be okay. Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Where?
Where is it?
Right down at Biscayne. 601 Biscayne Boulevard, Heaton 7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit the
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
All we need you to do is swing on a ball right now.
Let me tell you something right now. Come back in this series, I'll swing my ass naked on a ball. Right above FTX Arena.
Oh, no.
With the boots on. My boots, instead of boots on the ground, it'll be boots on the ball.
So you'll basically be just like Miley. I think she's wearing boots in that music video.
I believe she is. I believe she is.
Wow.
Next bet.
I think that's all. Pretty sure that's next all bet. She's wearing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't bet for a naked toga.
Come on.
You almost did, though, with the whole Speedo situation.
Because he didn't wear Speedos.
I did wear a Speedo.
You wore drawers, dude.
Dude, I wore the same thing. It's the samesies.
No, it's not.
The samesies.
No.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
You found the loophole.
Nope.
There's no loophole.
No loopholes. It was humiliating. Marcos, you ready to get a little goosies, no goosies here on a Thursday?
Is there anything left?
Oh, we got things to get goosed up about, dude. You don't just run out of things to get goosed up about. Alvin Kane said that. All right, it's our favorite Thursday game. Goosies, no goosies.
Goosies.
Can't be all negative stuff, you know? And that's why I like shows like this. We talk it out. We start down here, but then we crescendo all the way up. Then we kind of just normalize ourselves, all ready for tomorrow, you know? It's a journey. It's a journey, dude. What do we got, Marcos, today for goosies, no goosies?
Well, start this off with some Spo. No excuse, Spo. Eric Spoelstra after game 5 saying that they want to make a memory.
Oh, let's hear from Spo here on the memories.
Spo, you mentioned several times in the last few days at this stage in a series, everybody's dealing with something specific to Jimmy. How much do you think his knee issue is impacting the way he's been able to play in these last couple games? Saying.
We're not making excuses for anything. We're not deflecting anything. We're not making excuses for it. We lost the game today. We had a tough loss in Boston. We're still alive. We got an opportunity to play in front of a great crowd. And an opportunity, you know, to make a memory that you'll remember for a long time. That's all we're thinking about right now. And we have the kind of warriors that are going to tape up, brace up, do whatever we got to do to get ready for the next one. And just embrace and enjoy that competition.
Picture Spo like in his dungeon. You know, he takes off that hoodie. He's got that still on that gold chain, shirtless, hitting the heavy bag while watching film. He's cooking up something, dude. My man's ready. Schmeathen says he's the only coach in sports that wears a big gold chain at the press conferences. Only one who can pull it off. I'll tell you that much. Only one who can pull it off.
He's gotten handsomer.
Definitely. Handsomer, wiser. Anyway, point of it is, goosies for me.
Goosies.
Leroy, you got goosies from Spo
nope.
Saying, make, why?
Because, you know to give me a goosies?
What?
shooting better than 7 for 45.
Well, that wasn't one of the options, dude. I mean, it's a different category. It's not how Goosies No Goosies works.
So that's why what anybody says doesn't give me the Goosies.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Jay Fig, you get the Goosies? Well, Scooby's got the Goosies. The Scoosies.
What Scooby said. That's my answer.
Correct.
I love it.
Goosies.
Marcos?
Fired up, man.
Goosey!
Really changed the way I looked at things there. I got to be honest with you. What about number two, Marcos?
Coming in at number two, our boy, Tyreek Hill, claiming Tua has the prettiest balls.
Tua actually has the prettiest balls.
That's Goosey's to me, dude. Gotcha. I mean, it sounds like a teammate Goosies. Supporting a teammate.
Yeah.
What's not to love there? Because, like, everybody's getting on Tua.
Yep.
Why should we get all down?
I was trying to contain myself. This is not real.
Love it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
I'm going to retweet that. Give a point for Dade South.
Twitcher.
Wow. I'm telling you.
He did it during the segment, during the break.
That's what he does. Anyway, Goosies for Tyreek Hill saying that. Leroy?
No. No Goosies. Because if people wouldn't have overreacted to him throwing a pass in a bucket hat, he wouldn't have to come out and say that. They ain't playing football yet.
Yeah, dude, the bucket hat does make it worse. They really should have thought about that before posting. JFig?
No Goosies.
Wow. All right. That was surprising. Marcos?
I don't know, man. I've heard Tua has some pretty balls, so I've seen them like a couple times here and there, but for Tyreek to say it.
Tua actually has the prettiest balls.
That's Goosies, yep. Dude.
Goosies.
That is Goosies.
Goosed up.
You know? You want to have pretty balls for your cheetah.
You need it.
Three, Marcos.
Three. Kevin Durant, known baby.
Curmudgeon.
Won't speak to Nets front office, who refused to extend Kyrie Irving to a long-term deal.
I gotta be honest, it's Goosies to me, dude. They had to see this coming, and so I am laughing a little bit. Let's just say, I'm not doing this right now.
Yeah.
Because that would be disrespectful, and I told you, I'm not doing whale stuff right now. Everybody needs to stop hitting me up about Tobin. Do the whale thing. Do the whale thing, Tobin. However,
certainly
should things not...
Like, Mr. Jeter.
However, if things don't go Miami's way, Kevin Durant being available is interesting.
How about Kyrie?
No.
No way.
No.
I'm done with him.
No.
If I never see him play basketball again... I'm gonna be okay. It
feels
him.
Like he would take like a yacht out of Biscayne Boulevard and never come back. Thanks, Mickey, sucker.
You gotta find out if this world's flat or not.
Leroy Goosies?
Nope.
Wow. All right. Boom! Hard to impress today, Leroy Horde.
Do you enjoy the sound of a
hypothetical of a hypothetical of a hypothetical situation.
It's not a hypothetical.
Me to have
that's
Goosies
not,
about it. No,
that's,
I'm not.
Well, it's not the Goosies, no Goosies. The Goosies is, do you have the Goosies that he has a rift with the front office of the Nets?
No.
All right.
That's Kevin Durant. He has a rift with everybody. What are we talking about? It's the offseason. That means his Twitter thumbs are free.
JFig, what about you? Kevin Durant not talking to the Nets because he's mad that they won't give Kyrie Irving a long-term deal. Does that give you the Goosies?
Goosies.
I got Joel the Goosies.
Joel Embiid shouldn't talk to the front office when they extend James Harden.
Well, it sounds like he's trying to make a power play down here. We're talking about a guy starving for attention.
Jimmy needs another star.
You
know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, nothing. He's going to sit there. He's going to stay his ass in Philadelphia. We don't want him.
You know, hey, say what you want. You know how Pat loves them bigs.
Okay, dude, but do you want to know what the second part of the Heat mantra is after hardest working?
After we have enough?
No, that's not the mantra. That's a Spoism. The second part is best conditioned. And the only thing Joel Embiid's is best conditioned for is to always break down at the end of the season.
They've changed a lot of guys that come through those doors.
Mr. Glass.
They've changed a lot of people that come through them doors.
The only way I'll trade for Mr. Glass is if we trade the Mr. Ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a point. Well, that's
point for Toby.
So.
He Colt says LeBron wants back in Miami. Yeah, good for him. And I want a golden pony. Hit the bricks, dude. Enjoy L.A. Man, can I tell you something? My son loves the new Space Jam. He watches it all the time.
Really?
And I have to explain it. He goes, LeBron played down here? And that's why I have to give him the Rat Fink story, the Rat Fink rundown, if you will.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta break his heart.
Let it go.
Poor thing.
Well, it's not my fault. That's how Space Jam starts.
It's true.
Doesn't she explain the guy that the guy who's playing with Bugs Bunny was here and then he was gone? Marcos, you got the goosies from Kevin Durant being a sourpuss?
You know, my goosies went back and forth. I agree with Leroy. He's always complaining, so this is just right up his alley. But, you know, to see my enemies burn is always fun. Goosies.
Goosies. Yeah.
So, you're an enemy of Kevin Durant, too?
He just complains a lot, dude. For arguably the best basketball player in the planet, he cares too much about opinions.
I'm going to teach you a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Separate the art from the artist.
Don't listen to that. You
may not like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You may not like his antics, but he's a hell of a basketball player.
Don't listen to him, Marco. Sometimes the artist needs to be put in their place. You know?
I agree.
Like,
if Kevin Durant said right now, I want to come to the Miami Heat, you guys will be all giggles.
Man.
Nope.
You say you don't want him.
We'll see. It depends.
It's not culture. You say you don't want him.
It's not culture.
Hard to say.
If Kevin Durant was available for a trade.
Yeah.
You know what I like to say?
He didn't try to get him.
You know what I would say? You say no to us once, you say no to us forever. Sorry. You already turned down Riley once.
Okay.
Don't come at the Miami Heat now that they've been to two out of three Eastern Conference Finals and you got swept.
Riley would get over it.
Nah.
Riley would get over it.
Riley, don't forget.
Grow up, man. It's about winning.
You grow up.
It's
you know what?
About your
you grow up.
Feelings.
You got
it's
no
about
standards.
Winning.
You got no standards. Your standards ran out of juice. That's why you fell asleep last hour.
My standards are get the best players and win.
This Kevin Durant got swept by this team.
True.
Again, if you had an opportunity to get Kevin Durant, you would say no.
You know what the D stands for in KD? No. Dustpan.
What's the case?
No, dustpan. Dude got swept. What's the case stand for?
Yeah.
Couldn't get a win against the Celtics.
Oof, that's a stretch.
That fits right in with your enjoy.
Last one?
Yeah, otherwise, Len's going to call us.
All right. I'm going to skip this jerk I got at number four. Memorial Day barbecues, you know? Gooseys or no gooseys?
It's Goosey's, dude. Although I'm going to be here on Monday. I'm going to be here on Monday celebrating the Heat going to the finals. So, you know.
Same.
I'm not.
Oh, Leroy's out Monday.
It's because Leroy's got Goosey's with the Memorial Day barbecue.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, I'm going to start taking my holidays.
Good for you.
I will never take days off.
Yeah, you take segments
off. So I'm going to enjoy a holiday.
There you go. Solid. There you go.
So Goosey's. J-Fig, barbecue, Memorial Day?
Sure.
Wow, that was a kind of non-committal.
Non-committal goose.
I mean, it's fine. I don't have goosebumps over it.
Nah, then that's no gooseys.
Y'all don't barbecue at y'all?
I'm not rats off the ship.
As long as you don't have that flan.
Yeah, flan is terrible.
It's not terrible, guys. It's not
How can you call flan a dessert? Isn't a dessert supposed to be enjoyable?
It's a third-rate dessert.
No way.
The ending of a great meal.
Yeah, candy corn is terrible. You know, like, that's something that's like
candy
everyone.
Candy corn. Hey,
that's
candy corn, peeps, flan.
No, it does. It's not. No. It's not. That's not in the same.
I mean, I wouldn't put it in that category, but it is, like, you know, for the effort that you have to put in, like, at least peeps and candy corn, all you have to do is open a bag.
I don't even know. What is flan made out of?
It's a custard.
Custard.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a caramelized custard.
I have another one.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore. Ooh. Candy corn, Peeps, Flan, Fruitcake.
Oof.
Does it feel like things that these are just things of tasting terrible? Like they don't feel like they belong in the same categories.
Yeah.
The category is really
the Mount Rushmore of terrible treats.
Nah.
I just don't feel like flan.
Minus one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give a minus one for the flan.
Minus one.
Yeah,
for flan.
That is Goosey's No Goosey's. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.